It was a beautiful day in New York yesterday. It was a nice ride home with the moonroof fully open in the car. It's going to be a nice day today, Pat Pagano, but it all goes downhill starting tomorrow.
Actually starting tonight. You're absolutely right. Cold front coming in. And it will just make things relatively chilly, even though it'll be more seasonable for this time of the year. But today, I think it will be a partly cloudy day, low 70s. The record is 67 in 1953. I definitely think we'll either tie or break that. Then tonight, the cold front goes by. We will drop it to the 40s. That's where we start tomorrow and fall into the 30s with some rain that could mix with sleet or wet snow during the afternoon hours. Don't expect any accumulation. Friday, just the opposite. We start with sun, it clouds up, we get rain late, low 40s. Saturday, rain and drizzle, then just cloudy in the afternoon, 50 to 55. Occasional rain on Sunday with highs in the 40s.
All right, so now I want to go over this once again with you, okay? And what I want to go over with you is weekend in Norfolk is this weekend. So what I need to know from you is a breakdown on, morning, midday, afternoon for both Saturday and Sunday.
Well, Saturday morning, drizzle, rain, fog. Saturday afternoon, just cloudy. Sunday, rain all day.
And the temperature?
Wasn't that easy?
And with the temperature of the day?
Generally 40s. Staying in the 40s, Saturday and Sunday.
Well, that doesn't sound too good.
Doesn't sound good at all. Not thrilled. But what can I do?
Yeah, that's right.
I have my big premiere. I got 30 people coming Saturday. Here we go again. Remember last year? I don't know if you remember last year. As they were arriving, thunderstorms hit.
Yep.
Everybody was carrying umbrellas, rain all over the house. Just lovely.
And you're looking forward to that again this year?
I'm hoping that the rain Saturday night holds off.
Do you think you're worried about mud?
Yeah, that's another thing. You got it, right? Yeah.
I mean, the front of my house is like...
Isn't this something?
Well, the town did a beautiful job paving the road in front of my house and redid the drain. But all the water comes off the road, takes all the sand they put on the road. I used to have bluestone pathway to my house. Huh. It's now covered by about 3.5 to 4 inches of mud and sand from the road.
Oh, my goodness.
Gone. I paid about $400 to have it installed last summer. It's all covered up.
Well, at least you're laughing about it.
Well, what can you do? I'll speak to the town crew in the springtime, see if they get some summer and see if they can find a way to alleviate that situation.
Right.
Nothing you can do about it now.
Yeah, very true. Yeah. Very, very true. You're right.
Just got to grin and bear it. Speaking about bears.
You saw them?
They're out. The first bear was pictured in Hillsdale, New York, which is just north of here. Other people locally have seen the bears. The bears are coming out of hibernation already, Pat. I think that's because we go there to warm weather, the cold weather, warm weather, cold weather. Because this is a little early, I think, for bears to come out of hibernation.
I think they're going to be fooled, too, because they, too, are going to be going back the other way. Because, it's definitely going to be colder. And we still see the pattern for March getting very bizarre. So, what can I say? We just have to grin and bear it. But I know last night walking Shirley was very delightful. I didn't even wear a jacket.
No, I took the dogs out this morning. We had a lot of fog this morning, but it's 54 degrees. The dogs did their thing with me this morning I had a short-sleeve shirt on, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. I mean, it's that kind of weather. I didn't get a chance to email you or try to email you the movie yesterday because it was so busy. A lot of phone calls and not really to do with weather, but all this other stuff that, believe me, it's just trying to buy windows in this house is really rough. I mean, we have like 5 companies that we're dealing with and we're trying to get down to the nitty-gritty on that. But that's one thing. I wanted to ask you, over the weekend, last weekend, I know the winter storm warning was omitted from your forecast, and I saw an email asking that it would be included. Was that ever done?
Yes, but I was going to talk to you about that. He's a nice – I don't know how old the guy is who works on the weekends occasionally. But he did it by about 11:30.
That's what I figured. That's what I figured. It should have been done at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
this is the problem that I'm having, and this is, you know, this is one of the reasons why I'm training other people, because I get these complaints all the time that somewhere between the hours of 4 a.m. and 10 a.m., the company is unreachable.
Yeah. It's what the heck, you know. But I didn't complain. I just asked him to send it. I didn't complain. It wasn't a complaint.
Right.
But because I didn't want to get him in trouble. But it's obvious other people have gotten him in trouble.
Yes.
Other than me.
Obviously.
Other than me.
Yeah, you're totally right. But okay, so aside from that,
you know, it's funny you bring that up, though, Pat, because how old is the person that we're talking about?
He's in his mid-20s.
The problem is like certain people, they want to do what they want to do it. They really do. They want to, you know, whatever job it is, they want to do it. But they don't realize that that what they have to do. You know what I mean? They don't realize that.
I've spoken to him many times before about this.
You know, if I'm a meteorologist, you know what? And there's a storm that's coming. I can't file the forecast early, and I can't not check on it later. You know, on a quiet weekend, absolutely. But when you know there's going to be a storm, and sometimes with people, it just doesn't ring. This doesn't hold with them. I don't know why.
It doesn't. You know, last weekend, because of the storm, Saturday night, I had to put on Anthony J.
Yeah.
Because he felt that he was going to be too busy to handle it. Now, who would be busier than me on a weekday with a major storm?
Yeah.
As opposed to a weekend, as you know, it's a much, much lighter shift. So these things are all just negatives. They're not sitting well with me, but.
Okay, well.
They're not. But anyhow, Anthony J, before I forget, Anthony J will be on for me Monday. So Anthony will have his first try at the morning drive, and he's looking forward to it. So let's hope all works, because I said to him, and Marshall, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm a little quizzed out about this. I said, Anthony, make sure that you have my Skype address on your computer. And he says, okay, not a problem. I said, and make sure you have either a mic or headsets, you know, for the Skype. And he says, no problem. But what I'm still confused, Marshall, if you're calling me, now, in your case, he's calling you.
Yeah.
But if you're calling me and he has my Skype on his computer, is it going to ring both places?
Yeah, you got to turn yours off.
Turn yours off. What if I don't?
It'll ring and ring and ring. He'll pick up, but it'll ring and ring and ring on your computers, but he'll pick up.
I see. Gotcha. Okay.
It's just better not to have them both open at the same time.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. That was what I was confused about. Other than that, I have to tell you that I went to yoga class last night because toward the end of the day, you know, my back was still hurting from the work I did over the weekend with pulling in the bar and everything like that.
Yep.
So I said, I'm going to yoga. So I signed up in the afternoon, and the class was 5:15 and 6:15. And I can't tell you how much better I feel just with doing the yoga. It's amazing how, you know, all the stretching and everything like that, how it helps the muscles. So I wanted to pass that out to any of our listeners. If you have, you know, problems with your back and legs and things like that, really try yoga, because it's really a big plus.
I try yogurt, not yoga.
You try yogurt?
That's right.
That's not going to help your back, Marshall.
But it's much easier. You only have to use your arm and your hand and your mouth.
If Jill's listening to this right now, she's probably shaking her head.
She probably turned it off already. Well, anyways, yes. Well, if I, you know, I have enough trouble getting in and out of the car. Never mind doing yoga.
I hear you.
All right, Pat. I guess that's about it for today. Really, not much else.
This is it for today. Yeah, well, I'll see you. I'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning, and we'll do it all over again.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.